Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Critics Play Games, a podcast where film critics talk shop about video games. I'm one of your hosts, Christian, and I'm joined by our other host. We're two-thirds complete today.
Two-thirds, yeah.
We have Zach Pope, YouTuber Zach Pope, it's in the name. How are you doing today, man? It is E3. We're here. Oh, my God.
Man, technically the first day of E3, kind of shit. Hoping tomorrow's better, you know, overall. It wasn't too bad, to be honest. Like, there were some cool things, I guess, but, like, nothing that, like, blew me away. As we talk about Ubisoft and Gearbox, those are the two big ones, first off.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we can talk Summer of Games a bit, but, like, the only big thing from that was Elden Ring, too.
I know.
Which looks phenomenal, you know. but today, day one of E3 was, what, Ubisoft, Gearbox.
That's pretty much it. I mean, like, GamesBeat had their own little session, but it was, like, smaller things. So, technically, E3 started yesterday, like the official E3 started yesterday, but today
was supposed to be like the blow out the gate, you know.
Yeah,
in previous years it's usually Bethesda that starts it all off, but this year they're with Xbox, so like,
yeah.
Which Bethesda, honestly, every year, I think it was last year, maybe the year before that, where they did like the amusement park thing, they had Doom, Wolfenstein, Fallout, like they went to each thing. That was all. I think Bethesda kills it every year.
Yeah,
no matter what they show, they always have a really good presentation. This year, not so much. What's starting off? So
yeah,
is there anything that stuck out to you for this?
So I guess we'll start with the Ubisoft. Is it Ubi or Ubisoft?
Ubi the Rabbids. They refuse to make another fucking Rayman game or Splinter Cell.
Or is it Nuvisoft?
Nuvi. Well, it's Ubisoft Plus now. Remember they have that streaming thing. Yeah. They're gonna do that. Which okay, here's my prediction. So you know how EA did EA's with Game Pass now?
Yeah.
Whatever Sony is doing, because we know Sony's coming up with their own or some shit.
Yeah.
I guarantee Ubi will go with that.
Ubi. Dude, I used to go back and forth with my friends all the time. I'm like, is it Ubisoft or Ubisoft? I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's Ubisoft. They're like, Ubisoft. I'm
like, I feel like I feel like all the creators say different stuff too. So it doesn't even matter what we say.
I remember one E3, I think they kind of like set everything straight, but I can't remember which way they went.
This company has kind of annoyed me lately. Like they have so many iconic properties. And God forbid they just don't make a good, I can't say they don't make a good game, because I think their games are good. They're just very all the same. Like, and they're very much all coming about the same. Like, Far Cry is a first-person shooter, but it has the same elements of Watch Dogs and Assassin's Creed. Watch Dogs is pretty much a modern-day Assassin's Creed. Did they even show the new Watch Dogs Zombies thing?
The Watch Dogs Legion? Yeah, I think that is what it is.
It's like a zombies mode, though. Like that they're adding.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Did they show that? They announced it like 3 days ago and nothing.
I think they kind of announced it during like the pre-show, like leading up. I don't know what it is with all of these like companies doing like, because EA's like Battlefield, like 20.
When's EA's press conference?
That's not until like July. Not until like July.
So July's like they're okay. Cause I'm assuming from there, we're going to, besides Battlefront, I feel like we're going to hear Mass Effect, Dragon Age.
That's what we need.
That's all we care about. Yeah, and we'll talk about that. I think Dragon Age is coming out next year. I think so too. This year is going to be decent for gaming, but like next year is going to be like, all right.
Yeah.
Next gen. And that's typically what happens with next gen consoles, is the third year is always the big year for the console.
Yeah, we saw a lot of like really weird things. I mean, this year, I mean, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart is out right now. Like,
which I haven't played yet. Have you started it?
I'm like 20 minutes in. Like, I got through like the intro, and I'm like to a good point where it's like, okay, now this is where the story like.
Is and it's actually really good so far.
Yeah, I like it so far.
What's your favorite one?
I would probably have to say A Crack in Time on the PlayStation 3.
Was that the last one for the PS3 or the second before?
It might have been the second before. I can't remember. Okay. There's like 12 Ratchet and Clank games.
Does this Ratchet and Clank game, because I've heard two different things. I've heard it's the sequel to the PS4 version, and I've heard it's sequel to the last PS3 version.
It's the last PS3 version. The PS4 version was a remake of the very first.
Of the original.
First. Yeah.
Okay.
That one I really don't count, because it was like Okay, they made the movie that was, yeah, the movie was based off the game, and then they made a game based off, it was very confusing. Like, I was like,
it was a good game though. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I liked it a lot. I haven't really revisited it, but so far, I mean, the haptic feedbacks, I mean, it's all there.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
See, I'm just trying to finish Mass Effect 3. I literally am on the last two missions. I just finished, which, dude, I've never done the Leviathan DLC, and I never did the Citadel one. Oh. And I read that those are the last two you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do Leviathan, then Citadel, before you do the final two missions. So I did Leviathan. And have you done them?
Excuse me. Honestly, it has been, I want to say I did Leviathan, like, way back.
Okay. Did you do Citadel, though?
No.
The Citadel was the fun. Dude. Okay, so before we get to like the whole press conference, if you play Mass Effect, like, we're huge Mass Effect fans here. We're trying to get Leo to play it.
he bought it. He's halfway there. Bought it.
Dude, let me fucking tell you. Okay, so first off, the Leviathan was incredible. That one, I have no idea how that was DLC. That should have been straight up part of the story.
I agree.
Because it has huge implications to the entire game. And something I was reading was people were predicting that the next big baddie will be the Leviathans because they created them. So it's interesting for me in that. But the Citadel one is incredible. It's the best DLC they ever did. It's the best DLC they ever did.
Better than Shadow Broker from Mass Effect
100%. 100%. Boy. Dude.
Oh, no.
It's like James Bond mixed with Commander Shepard. it's more so, like, since you're romancing Liara, bring Liara on every mission because there's like multiple ones in there, but the dialogue in there, I couldn't imagine bringing anyone else because you're only supposed to have like one person with you. And it's so, it furthers that relationship so much more. And then like you get Rex with your team too. Rex comes back in to help you. Huh. I'm like, oh fuck yeah. So it is incredible. The twist at the end, I was like, holy shit. It's so good. I just finished it right now. And I was like, this is the best DLC they ever put out. Besides, like, Shadow Broker and this are probably tied, but, like, it's a great send-off for, like, your character, because, like, the next two missions, it's just downhill from there.
Yeah, and then we got Mass Effect Andromeda, but...
Yeah, I did, yeah, which I'm gonna try again. I'm gonna try again.
I'm going to.
Everywhere I've read is that the rumor is they're gonna combine this with the trilogy, and that's going to be where this next one takes place.
I think I'm like, that might be best.
Yeah, I've heard there's decent things about it. It's just like no stakes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I think that's the big thing, is there feels like no stakes, but I think we're going too big on a tangent. Maybe
no, it's all good. Then, you know, it's always nice to, you know, warm up the vocals before we get into the nitty gritty. Yeah. But yes, for Ubisoft's Ubisoft Forward, July 12th, 2020. 21. Oh, wow. I accidentally used the wrong Ubisoft Forward thumbnail in the article I wrote earlier. It's the 2020, not the 2021. Whoops. I mean, it's been one giant year anyway. But yeah, so they did like a Watch Dogs Legion Bloodline announcement trailer, like kind of like during right before they actually like started everything. But yeah. Rainbow Six Siege Extraction, which was originally Rainbow Six Siege Quarantine, I can kind of understand.
Yeah,
that looks very rough.
Yeah, can I say something though? Did you ever play that? Do you play Rainbow Six?
No, but a lot of my friends do, and like, dude, I've watched them, and like, they love it. But like, this is supposed to be $60.
Dude, I used to be super into Siege.
Really?
I fucking played the shit out of it. loved it, and then all my friends quit playing it, so I stopped playing it because that is a game you have to do teamwork on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when they came out, because this is like their zombie mode, right? Like Extraction, it's the zombie, or is it?
Yeah, but it's a $60.
No, and that's the thing. The mode was cool. And when it was announced, it was announced as like a DLC thing. I'm going to be honest. I'm not paying $60 for this.
Mm-mm. Not at
all.
No
matter how it looks, like, I want to play it, but I'll wait till it's cheaper. And this is coming out this year. It's been in development for like 4 years.
Yeah, and which clearly, I mean, if it's been in development for 4 years, I feel like, you know, this does belong on the PS4 and the Xbox One, like, X. But, I mean, obviously people who have next-gen consoles will probably benefit from it. But, like, it looks a little rough. Like, well, just,
is it a story? Is it only online? They're very not saying much about it, I feel. And it looks cool. Looks still rough, but, I mean... I don't know. I wasn't impressed.
I wasn't either. At all. I was watching it with my buddies on Discord, and they're like, what the fuck is this? Like,
And then Rocksmith. I mean, Rocksmith Plus looked cool, though. I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but...
For a game that came out like 7-8 years ago. Like, I mean, I play guitar, but like... On like it's a nice substitute, but it's like if you really want to learn how to play, get yourself an instructor. Like, I mean, this could be like a nice like beginner kind of like getting your feet wet, like kind of getting like the chords, you know, the chord progression and whatnot, like down. But you know, once you're ready, it's kind of like a nice little beginner's guide, but definitely.
I remember the original one being that. It's just again weird.
Yeah, it's been like, forever.
Yeah, and then Riders Republic. Like, did you ever play Steep?
The one
that came out.
Mm-mm.
Again, just...
Yeah, Riders Republic. Like,
and the big thing that we put with all these games, you know there's going to be microtransactions in all of them. You know there's... Like, you know what I mean? Every single one of these games had the same trend of microtransaction, except one of them, which we'll talk about in a second. But
yeah, well, R.I.P. to the Nintendo Wii when it comes to Just Dance 2022. Fuck, dude.
Jesus Christ. Just Dance is fun, but like...
It's coming to Xbox Series X and Play. Like, how? There's no...
Yeah. Do you play with a controller?
I don't know. For the Wii, I mean, not for the Wii. For the Switch, it makes sense. But like for everything else, it's crazy.
There's no Kinects anymore. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
That one's weird.
Yeah, for everyone out there, sorry, we're kind of just moving along so we can...
We're getting to the best part about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Valhalla, this is where I say, I loved Valhalla.
I heard it was great. I haven't played it yet.
I didn't like... I liked Odyssey. That one was good, but way too long. Origins, I couldn't even beat. I haven't loved an Assassin's Creed game since probably Bloodline or Brotherhood. Bloodline. Whatever. But Assassin's Creed Valhalla, can't tell you I'm going to pick up the expansion. I want to see reviews on that first because...
Oh, for sure.
The gameplay is fun. I can get the focus of that. But like if there's no story to it, I don't care. Because there's a couple characters where it leads off on. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I want to see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in like the real world situation that's kind of going on.
Yeah.
That's where I want to see. Now, if it continues that actually might intrigue me to pick it up and try it because I loved Valhalla and I near 100% of the damn game, but you know, Treitler, it looks fun.
That's impressive.
Know? Weirdly enough, I would rather them just do a Valhalla too. Like, don't do another era. Like, do what you did with Ezio. Focus on this character. I don't know. And then what? They showed two shows and movies they have.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, because I don't think a lot of people know this.
I didn't know this.
Ubisoft is like very much into the TV and movie realm, I guess. So, which is usually like our bread and butter. But Mythic Quest Season 2, which I've been meaning to check out.
I've heard the first season's great.
Yeah. It's on Apple TV Plus, which I think it's... And like they're starting to get, man, it's stupid.
Get the fly still.
Yeah, it's still there. I
Apple TV is very underrated. I think a lot of their content's great. It's just they don't market it well.
No. Well, they're getting Killers of the Flower Moon. So that's gonna be nice. Well, like C, like the TV show C, like season one was like actually pretty good.
I never watched it.
It got greenlit for season two and like three. I was like, oh. Like,
which,
okay.
You know why they're doing that now? Because all these shows got halted because of the pandemic.
Yep.
So now it's been like 2 years wait for a lot of these second seasons. And I think they're like, we just got to greenlit the next. Like the morning show still doesn't have a season two.
Yeah.
The Servant just finished its season two, but they greenlit 3 and 4.
Dickinson has two seasons as well.
Yeah. So it's crazy for me. And then they have that movie Werewolves with Him, which looks fun. It looks fun.
It does. I was like, sure. Like I'll watch it.
Who's the guy in there? He's from Mike and Dave. Wedding Dates. He's funny. He's also in the Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt.
I still haven't seen that movie.
I can't talk about that. But he's in it. But yeah, it looks fun. I like the two things.
Mm-hmm.
What was next? Far Cry?
Yeah, Far Cry 6. I got to say the aesthetic, it looks
great.
It looks good. For some reason, it reminds me of like a 360 game. Like Esposito, like he looks fantastic. It's been a while since I played a Far Cry game. Like I haven't played since like 3. Yeah.
Which was the best one. Three is still the best one.
Oh, wait, I lied. I played that tribal one.
Primal? Primal was cool, yeah. But it was too long.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I don't like... One's fine, the original. I played all of them. One's fine. Two is really underrated. Mm. Very realistic. And I go back and my friend compares this all the time. He goes, the effects in two are so much better than the rest of them. Because like you would literally see the AI dragging their like friends away to heal them.
Mm-hmm.
And would actually take, like, it's very intense. Three was fantastic. Three's still the best one. There's nothing that's ever gonna be three at my point. Like, I still go back and play three. Four was fun, but Pagan was not in it enough. Primal was cool. Blood Dragon was fun as hell.
Yeah,
Blood Dragon. Five was god awful though.
I heard five was iffy, but it looks like they're
terrible.
It looks like they're trying to bring. They're doing like a season pass. Become the villain, and
is it online? Like, is that what it is?
I think it's just you get to. Yeah, it looks like it's online. It's like the season pass. I guess you get to play as like the previous villains. I mean, like, okay. It's cool, but like. I mean, they've had some pretty good villains, like, overall. Yeah. Like, the track record's been there, but...
The villains are always good. I'll give them that. It's just, like, the rest of the game. I just hope... Because six, you play as a girl in this one, right? This is the first time I think you play as a girl.
I think so, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to pick this up. Not for 60 bucks. I don't know. Or 70. I don't know.
Is it 70?
No, I don't know.
This one's got to be 60. One's got to be 60.
So it's like, where do we draw the line in the sand when it comes to, like, these cross-gen games? Like... Are they just going to be $60? Like, for Horizon Forbidden West, are we going to be shelling out...
Battlefield's officially 70 for the next-gen version.
For a multiplayer game?
Yep.
Oh.
$70.
I mean, if they give people enough content to justify, but, like, they really have to convince people. Not, like, especially the hardcore
fans. Here's the thing, because they're doing Battle Pass. So do I get the Battle Pass for free for spending $70 on a game? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at that point, like it sucks because I want to play Battlefield real bad. This game looks phenomenal. but it's like
Far Cry. It does look good.
Yeah, it's like Far Cry 6. I'm excited for it, but every time I get burned with these fucking games, it looks great. You get Giancarlo Esposito. You get a cute little puppy or an alligator. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, do I want to play this?
Mm.
You know? I don't know. I'm going to sit on a review for that one.
Oh, for sure.
If everyone's like, this is the best one since three, it's even better than, you know what I mean? At that point where I'm like,
okay,
all right, I have no games I'm playing right now. Might as well pick it up.
Yeah.
But if I'm busy playing games and it gets 8 out of 10, nothing that's like, oh, it's another Far Cry game, then I'll probably sit there. Cause that's the thing with Ubisoft is a lot of their games are all the same.
Yeah.
Equal and sequel, they're the same. They add a new thing. And
at least we know what to expect, I guess. I mean, we didn't get like any Beyond Good and Evil 2 news, which kind of sucks. But
we will never get that game. We will never get that. I at this point, we're never getting that game.
No. I mean, at least we got Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope.
Hey, you know what? Did you play the first one? First one's fun.
I hear it's underrated. Fun. I haven't played it.
It's actually more in depth than you would think. It's a turn-based game. Okay. And it's way more in depth than you think. I'm not going to pick this one up first day, but I'll probably buy it when it's cheaper. That's what I did with the first one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it looks cool. I'll pick it up, but
yeah,
nothing too big.
I mean, like, for everyone out there listening, I think we got like 25 views in our last one or downloads or whatever through Anchor. You know,
that's
like,
still that's actually good. Not bad though.
Yeah,
for
like
our first one.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like sweet. But for anyone
some
out there,
some people get zero. So
that is very true. Honest. I mean, like, I felt that pain. You know, everyone goes through that.
Everyone goes through that pain.
Yeah,
especially they work super hard, and then they're like, oh.
Especially starting off on like YouTube or something, it's like,
yeah.
Man,
it's shit. But downloads, man, 25? I'll fucking take it.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
If we get 5 on this, I'll be excited.
Honestly, yeah, you know, like, we're just here having fun. For anyone who is, like, thinking of pre-ordering any of these games, I would hold off until you, like, read reviews or until, like...
Or release date.
Yeah, or release date, because...
There is one game, though, that I'm going to pre-order. I don't care what the fuck they say.
Is it Avatar?
Hell yes. Hell. So first off, did you ever play the original game?
That was no.
The first movie? Dude, no. Underrated. It wasn't great, but it was good.
I forgot until you mentioned it.
You played Navi and the humans, and it was really unique. I liked it. So I remember this game was announced so long ago. It was literally announced like 4 years ago.
Really? And
I expected this game was never going to come out. Like, I just sat there. I'm like, it's never going to come out. But what
it looks interesting.
Is that it kept getting pushed because of the film. Like, it doesn't tie into the movie. They just want it to come out around the film, which is smart because money wise.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do with The Last of Us. I'm telling you, Last of Us remake is going to drop around the same time that the HBO series is going to. It's going to happen. It's going to.
You think it's going to be a remake of the first game and the second one, like on a PS5 engine?
Because we got the PS5 update
60 for, frames, which is good.
And they said there's going to be more updates for Last of Us Part 2. I think it's only going to be the first one. But if they're smart with the show,
they'll package them together.
That, and I would love them to show Ellie and Abby and their journey in the first game. I mean, in the first series, so that we don't have to
So now I'm telling you this. If they now I don't want them to change any story direction with the first game. The first game's perfect. Do not change anything, because I remember the original stuff was Tess was supposed to be the villain. And I hope they don't change any of that. Mm-hmm. I really hope they don't change any of that. I've also heard a rumor that Bill is going to play the same himself in this show. I've also heard that.
Marlene? I think she's playing
Marlene's
herself.
Playing it. And then one of these guys who leaked stuff, he tweeted out and he goes, that's not the only one. Expect Bill back.
Ooh.
So Bill.
I love Bill.
Same, dude. Same.
Oh, great. I'm very excited.
Going to that, I hope the remake, because I'm not excited for this at all. Mm. I love The Last of Us. It's perfect as it is. But if they do that Abby thing,
we're going to buy
it. Really,
we're going to buy it. So I know. They know this. They know this.
First day.
Literally first day. And it's like, I just said something about pre-orders. Like, yeah, like save your money. But I will say there are some exceptions. Like obviously like Ratchet and Clank. If you've played that series before and this is something but like for a new game like Avatar Frontiers of Pandora or even Rocksmith or I would hold off on Rainbow Six Extraction for sure, but that's just my personal opinion. But yeah,
that game should be like a $20 add-on.
It really
you would
should.
Get more sales.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Would. Or like bundle it with a PS5 version of Siege.
Did you buy the Yuffie DLC for Final Fantasy VII Remake?
I'm not buying that.
I'm going to.
I don't like Yuffie. I don't care for Yuffie that much. I like I like her. I'm not spending that money. $20, man.
Yeah, you're right.
And I already the thing that pisses me off is why didn't they announce this back in the day when the 7 came out? Like, that's what annoys me, because I binged the shit out of 7. I 100% of the damn game.
Oh, did you really? I did not.
Yes.
No.
I don't want to play it again. I put like fucking 60 hours or more that into makes, the damn game.
Yeah.
So now I have no interest to go back. I'll probably go back and play it when the second one's announced.
Yeah.
That way I can because I'm sure you're going to be able to move over to save or something.
We'll see. I don't know what Square Enix is doing. They're
we'll find out soon.
Yeah. Apparently we'll Square find Enix out tomorrow. To
be big tomorrow. So
yeah.
But yeah, Avatar, man, that trailer is great. Awesome. Yeah. I'm just want to know who's making that game.
I would like what to develop. Know. It looks interesting. I was like, was not expecting this at all. And I was like, oh, cool.
Let me see if I can find out who's making it. Because I know who's doing the Star Wars game. That's the Division people. When it comes down to open world stuff, they make a really good open world
game. Yeah. Other than Ubisoft today, we had the Gearbox Entertainment 2021 showcase. I wrote an article about this literally like an hour ago, not even on the Music City Drive-In website. And it was the biggest time waster ever. It was 30 minutes. I didn't realize it was only 30 minutes. I was sitting there ready to make like another timeline thing. All right. What are they going to announce? Nothing. They didn't announce anything. Besides,
it is being released next year, by the way. It did come out. It is being released next year. Avatar.
Oh, Avatar. Okay. Okay. For Gearbox, I think they kind of shot themselves in the foot, because we got two of their announcements from Tiny Tina's Wonderland and Tribes of Midgar 2 days ago during the beginning of Summer Game Fest. So it's like, cool. But like, you know, you kind of shot yourself in the foot by like, you didn't, they didn't show anything. Yeah. Like they,
so there are was you ready to hear who's making this game?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a Division 2 and the Star Wars game.
Wait, wait, wait. So the
Did I cut out?
Yeah. What? I was like, is he building out for dramatic effects?
No, 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 no. So Avatar Frontiers of Pandora is being developed by the guys who did the Division and are doing the Star Wars game.
Okay, okay.
So that Star Wars game's a way out. Okay. Now that just shows me. Yeah. But they also did Far Cry 3. That was their first
game. That's so interesting.
And Assassin's Creed Revelation. They did both of those back to back. Revelation.
Not
yeah, like, I didn't like that. Literally, but Far Cry 3, man. Okay, I'm okay. Into it. And I guess James. So where is this? The Snowdrop engine is the one they're using.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks, I think that's it. It looks pretty great.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
That didn't look rough.
No, it did not. But for whatever reason, Rainbow Six Siege did. And it's like, how do you mess up a generic shooter like that? But yeah. I mean, it is what it is, you know. And I'm sorry if I'm being super negative. I was just expecting more, like especially from this Gearbox. Thing,
especially
like,
Gearbox, like you say, the movie
they didn't show us, and like they did the little behind the scenes thing. Randy Pitchford, not my favorite person in the world, but like didn't show us a trailer.
Why don't you like him? I hear that a lot, that people don't like him.
It's like the things that he said, like behind closed
back
door.
In the day, I remember. Yeah.
Not even just like back in the day, like even when like Borderlands 3 was coming out, like a lot of people were pissed that Borderlands 3 was only coming to Epic Game Store. A lot of PC gamers were mad.
I remember.
For whatever reason, because I didn't think it was that big of a deal, because everyone was like, oh, they're trying to make a lot of consoles. I'm like, no. I have a PC. I have a gaming PC. I don't use it as much as I used to, but I can download like the Ubisoft client, the EA client, Steam, and oh my gosh, the Epic Game Store. I don't have to pay a dime. All my stuff is still on one machine.
Yeah.
But like he said something kind of like out of the way when it came to like putting Borderlands 3 it was supposed to be, it's on Borderlands Borderlands 3 was on the Epic Game Store a year before it hit Steam. And people who like playing on Steam like playing their games on there. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But he had said some stuff that was kind of like, I was like, all right, like I agree that like I don't think it's a big deal, but he went a little too far.
Yeah.
And like he's just, and there was the whole thing with like child pornography like on his computer and stuff. It's really, really weird stuff.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Not my favorite person.
How is he still there? How is he still there?
I honestly don't know. But like, you know, okay, like we saw Kevin Hart, like we saw like the on set photos, but we didn't get a trailer. I'm like, okay, this would have been the perfect
time. They didn't
even
show them in their suits though.
Yeah, like this would have been the perfect time.
That's why I told you at the start, they have to be doing the filter.
Yeah, probably. Cause it's like, this is everyone's eyes are on your, you know, little showcase, if you even want to call it a showcase. I don't know what Homeworld 3 is. I think I've heard of that before, but like when I was watching it, they kept jumping back and forth between certain
It was
things.
Weird.
Yeah, I was like,
just weird. And then like, did they even show any? I didn't watch the rest of it. Did they show anything for Tiny Tina or no?
No, it was literally the same trailer for Tribes of Midgard and Tiny Tina that they showed during Summer Game Fest. I'm like, why did you even show it 2 days before?
At why did you even show up to E3?
Yeah.
Why didn't you show gameplay? Isn't the game coming out this year?
I think so. But we also got Godfall, Fire and Darkness DLC.
Which I have Godfall.
You do have Godfall.
I'm one of the ones that bought it first day, and I played 2 hours of it. I liked it. I liked what I played, to be honest. There's other games I'd rather play.
Yeah. So. But it's weird for Godfall, because this game dropped on the PlayStation. It was console exclusive on PlayStation 5.
And now it's coming to the 4.
Yeah, now it's coming to PlayStation 4. And it's like, oh, get it on PlayStation 4 with the PlayStation 5 upgrade. I'm like, okay, that's great. But like, where was this day one? Like,
it should have been their day one to help with the game.
I was very, very confused.
Apparently there is a community around the game, though, which I didn't expect that to be.
More power to them.
I guess it's out there. So, you know, at least they got a community other than Anthem. Remember Anthem?
Oh my God. I was so excited for Anthem.
I never played it. I played the beta, and that was
the biggest waste of time ever. Nope.
Yeah.
It's rough. But I mean, Godfall looks great. I just, I don't like, I don't know.
There's just, here's the thing, playing it, I'll tell you this, there was nothing to do. There was nothing to do. And it seems like that's what they're promising with this add-on. But I'll give this, like, I love Borderlands. I love 3. I still play 3 to this day. I think 3 is a great game. 2 is still my favorite, but...
Yeah, 2 is my favorite.
They just didn't show anything.
They showed nothing.
They could have... And I can't... Honestly, when it comes to a trailer, bullshit. Guardians of the Galaxy showed their first trailer at Comic-Con a week after filming. You can show a trailer.
Yeah.
You can show a trailer.
Yeah.
If you... And I have no idea why they didn't show... This would have been the number one place to show it at, first off.
Mm-hmm. And no, it's like, everyone's eyes are on your showcase. Like, show us something.
And you want to impress the fans.
Yeah.
Impress the fans. I've heard the script is incredible. Like, every critic I've seen that's read the script has said it's great. Now it just depends if execution can be done.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Because video game movies, as we know, historically have not been the best. So it's like...
And I think, honestly, when it comes down to that, I think, what's his face? Eli Roth is not, like, my favorite director in the world. But when it comes to, like, brutality and insanity, I think he can kind of nail that. It's just now... And I will say the one thing I was glad to hear was that Kevin Hart is actually playing an action hero, which is what Roland is.
Yeah, I just don't know how... Like, the casting itself is perfect. The only issue I have is Kevin Hart, because it's like...
He's a comedian.
Yeah, and Roland is not.
Trevante Rhodes should have played... Trevante Rhodes should have played Roland. But, like, that's my thing, is that if you recognize, all these casts have worked with Eli Roth before, pretty much. So, and then, like, Claptrap, I'm going to be honest.
Jack Black?
I love Jack Black, but they should have just gotten the...
regular guy. Yeah, it would have been
but like perfect. I think honestly my biggest issue with the film is the characters they picked. Where's Zero? Where's Brick? Yep. Where's Hunter? Or what? Yeah, Hunter.
Yeah,
what's his Hunter? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
where's
yeah.
these guys? Where are they? That's
know.
My you don't do the original four.
You
do fucking I can get Tiny Tina being there. You choose Krig, like the worst character in two. Craig.
I hope Handsome Jack's gonna be in it.
I don't think so.
That's what I want.
I Edgar Ramirez would have been a great Handsome Jack. Why are you having him play Atlas?
I don't know. Like, honestly, when it seems that Hollywood
they need to show something.
It seems that Hollywood's like run the well dry when it comes to like book adaptations and like.
Now they're jumping the video games.
Yeah, now they're just jumping into video games. It's like, oh, this is a market we haven't tapped into yet. And it's like, I mean, video games are kind of perfect on their own because like they are like that next step of like immersion when it comes to especially to single player story games where you know you have this empathy through control. So you don't really get that with like The Last of Us TV series, which is something I'm very nervous about because if for us, we've played both games, for someone who's never played the games, you know, and we both watch the TV show, like, I mean, I'm going to be able to talk to them about it, but like, I'm not going to have that same connection with them because we played as these characters going through these journeys and felt something that you really can't feel with movies or TV shows. Not obviously knocking, you know, the medium. It's
prove
just,
me wrong though. You know,
yeah, honestly, prove me wrong.
Borderlands. Yeah. Uncharted is not going to be it, but the other two, I definitely think. I definitely think those other two are going to be. I think if Last of Us is not good, I'll just be proven that none of these video game stuff can do.
That is a good point because I mean we've seen like Sonic and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, Sonic was fine.
Cool.
Yeah,
so when it comes to argument's sake, Sonic's probably the best one.
Yeah, I think just, so.
Like, it's not my personal favorite. My personal favorite's Warcraft. I think Warcraft nailed.
I still haven't watched Warcraft.
If you played Warcraft back in the day, it's literally made for Warcraft fans.
Mm.
Like, it makes no sense to a common person what the fuck's going on. But if you've played Warcraft, you're like, this is actually pretty accurate to what it is. And then we had the Fallout show coming to Amazon Prime made by the guys who did Westworld.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I have a feeling the next Witcher season's going to more... hinge into the games instead of books.
I'm very excited.
There's good things coming up. I just, again, Gearbox kind of disappointing. And I love what they've done before. Like, you're holding out, you have the Duke Nukem franchise. Bring that back. You've seen what they can do with Wolfenstein. You have these IP. show it. Do it.
Or show us something new. Like, even if it's not something old. Like
They should have showed Tiny Tina gameplay here.
Yeah, they should have shown. Yeah, it was literally just the same trailer. And I was like, we saw this 2 days ago. Like, I understand there's some people who may not know what Summer Games Fest is, and that's totally fine. Like, even if you're going to show that trailer, go into more depth with it. Same thing with,
like, right after start talking about it. Yeah. Being like, hey, this is why we chose to do it. The panelists talking about Gearbox was more interesting than anything. And they even were kind of baffled, like.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Greg Miller.
It seems like they have nothing to talk about, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, cause, and I like that Greg Miller is hosting E3, because I've been following him since the IGN like podcast. Same. Beyond
games. he's my favorite guy. Love Kind of Funny Games. Love Kind of Funny Games. So I don't know, man. How would you rate Ubisoft and Gearbox, like, both separately?
Gearbox, I'm gonna give it the same score I gave it on the website. I'm gonna give it a D because it was so, there was nothing there.
Yeah.
And I would give Day One as E3 a D plus.
What'd you give Ubisoft?
I would probably give it like a solid C minus.
Okay.
Just to be clear, anyone out there who is listening, just because there are things that I wasn't excited for does not mean
you might be. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's,
you might be the biggest fan of Rainbow Six, Just Dance, and Rabbids, and you might not know about Tiny Tina. So now you're like super hyped. So I get that. I mean, for me, Ubisoft will probably give a C plus too, mostly because of Avatar. Avatar looked awesome. I seriously jumped out of my seat and was like, that looks awesome.
It was, the best thing we've seen so far, at least aesthetically. I was like,
glad they kept that at the end. I'm glad they ended that. That was smart to end like that.
I thought we were going to get like Splinter Cell or something. I'm like, nope. Oh, Beyond Good and Evil 2? Nope. Okay.
Did I share that tweet with you? The one that said the reason they're not doing it is because they don't know how to make it a lucrative business, which I full on agree.
Yeah. I remember that. I'm not entirely
sure. We're never getting another Splinter Cell.
No, we're not. I mean, Sam Fish is dead anyway, but it's like, show us the body.
He'll come back. He'll come back.
Show us the body.
Don't they own Army of Two as well?
I think that's
another franchise, dude. Army of Two is badass. Army of Two is fun.
About that.
They're just short as hell. They were like less than 3 hours. and then Gearbox, is it bad? I want to give it an F.
No,
I
was not. Fine.
Dude, I'm
gonna, we learned absolutely nothing new.
Nothing. Like, nothing new. Like, I'm excited for Tiny Tina. I guess, okay, I'll give it a D minus because I'm excited for Tiny Tina. It was cool seeing the trailer again, but like,
yeah.
But like, everything behind the scenes of the movie didn't get me more excited. I forgot Avi was producing it, which made me even more disappointed. So I literally saw that and I was like, isn't that the guy who fucked up Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Or the son of. So,
son of, yeah. Yeah, I mean, so it's like, for me, overall, E3 Day One is just a solid D.
You know what would have made that behind the scenes better?
What?
If they had the girl who's playing Tiny Tina do it.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
And introduce everyone, even if she's not in the suit or anything. Because I follow her on Twitter, and she's very vocal and talkative and all that stuff. And I'm like, I would have loved that.
Yeah,
that. See that? I think she was in The Heights, by the way.
She might have been. So I guess the abuela for In the Heights for the film, it was the same actress for the play, for the Broadway show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking awesome. Like, that's.
Yeah. And she played young Gamora.
She did. That's right.
So, I'm excited, dude. I'm really excited to see her as Tiny Tina.
I am too.
Tiny Tina is the best character in Borderlands.
Oh, absolutely.
Arguably.
Absolutely.
So, her and Lilith. Which I'm happy Kate Blanchett's the main character. So
yeah, definitely need someone to carry.
definitely hope tomorrow is the better day.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I want to see more of Crossfire X tomorrow. So let's do a prediction. Let's do a wild prediction tomorrow. What's something you want to see from Square Enix and what's something you want to see from Microsoft?
Square
is not going to happen. Just
wait. What's not going to happen?
Even if it's not going to happen.
Okay. For Square Enix, I want to see, actually, like, I mean, it's a safe prediction, but I want to see more of Final Fantasy 16. I want to see when that game is supposed to come out, because the last time we saw it, it looked like, you know, it was in development. Like, it looked somewhat done. Yeah. Well, at least to our standards, it looks done. But that would be for Square
Enix. They showed gameplay too. That's what was interesting. It wasn't a CGI trailer. It was actually gameplay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a mix.
Great. But that, and like, I guess there might be like a Souls-esque, like, Final Fantasy game coming. So that would be for E3. For Xbox, I want Persona 5 Royal on Xbox Game Pass.
The game.
I don't care. I want I want to play it again. I want to beat it again. I need it in my life.
Okay.
Again. Or some Fable news mm-hmm. would be nice. That would probably be a more safer bet.
But. I feel that. For me, I mean, I read up more on Gears of War 6, so I know it's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
They really did say they're taking a break, which means they're probably really helping Halo Infinite.
Yeah. Well, supposedly, what's up?
They must be really helping them.
Yeah, probably. Well, supposedly Back for Blood is supposed to be day one Game Pass on Xbox and PC.
So that'll probably be announced tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
Do you think we see anything from EA tomorrow? Like, I know they're having their own event.
I hope so.
I feel like they're going to announce Legendary Edition for Xbox.
Really?
Game Pass.
Maybe. I mean, like, I do want to see what the Game Pass, like, the new, you know.
They're going to announce a bunch of stuff for it.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
So the Crossfire X one's the game I'm looking forward to because Remedy's doing the story, and I love Remedy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
That was the one I was really impressed with the last year when they showed that. I was like, that looks cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Square Enix, show me something Kingdom Hearts, man. No fucking Melody of Magic or whatever. Show me something cool, you know, like show me like that. Besides that, the Guardians of the Galaxy game, man, I'm really excited to see what we get from that. I'm actually gonna predict, I think it comes out next year, early next year, May.
I'm hoping we get some new games next year.
And they're gonna show the Black Panther DLC.
I forgot about that. So yeah, we saw the picture cool earlier today.
It's supposed to be big. And do you see who's voicing him?
No.
Kratos.
Christopher Judd? Really?
Yeah, he's voicing Black Panther.
Wow. That actually makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm happy. Do we see Spider-Man finally tomorrow, too?
Yeah, we finally do.
I think their event's like an hour long.
I forgot. Yeah, we do see Spider-Man. So, yeah, the Xbox Bethesda game showcase starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific. And then
that'll probably be like 2 hours or so.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a 90-minute showcase. That's what they said.
And then Square Enix is at 2 tomorrow, right?
It's at 12:15 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, so it starts like right after. Okay.
Pretty much. And then Warner Brothers Back for Blood starts at 2 p.m.
Pacific.
Which
that's only 30 minutes, I think. So
Square or Warner Brothers?
Warner Brothers is only 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, I kind of figure that. I mean, they're not showing any other. There's no like Gotham Knights. There's no Suicide Squad.
To be honest,
Squad.
I think we just got an announcement from NetherRealm. I think they're going to announce like Injustice 3. Or something of that nature.
They want Game Pass?
No, maybe. I don't know. Sony needs to be here. They're so fucking stupid for not showing.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry. We have to sit through an entire wasted day on a Saturday. I mean, from our perspective, but
it's a waste. Yeah.
I mean, Microsoft's been taking shots at Sony so far.
I mean, dude, this has to be.
Especially this week.
It has to be their year. For Microsoft, I'm with you. Show me Fable, man. Show me what's going on with Fable.
Show me more games because they are killing it in every other market. They've been talking about putting Xbox.
That's the thing.
Game Pass onto like TVs. And
do you think the Switch will be on Game Pass? Do you think they'll put Game Pass on Switch?
I don't. But I don't. I don't think so. But I mean, if it happens, that'd be cool. Like, I wouldn't be mad if that happened at all.
Dude, I don't know. I'm interested. Literally, I tell my friends this. Xbox is winning in every other department.
Besides
there's
games.
Exclusives.
As soon as they get good exclusives, they're set.
It's fair game. For me, Sony is winning. They're winning the war because of their games. That's just a flat out honesty.
Yeah.
They have the you can play all these games on both consoles. It's just PlayStation has those exclusives to go to.
Yeah, and they are starting to put them on PC, and I like it how Microsoft is like, well, you know, we'd like to do the day-and-day experience instead of, like, having Horizon Zero Dawn on PlayStation 4 and then, like, years later reselling it for another $60 on PC.
Yeah.
I honestly think it would be day-and-day would be better for them.
Like, Days Gone looks awesome.
Yeah.
PC. I mean, that...
I think Uncharted 4 might be next. That's the rumor.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll do the whole 4 or just 4?
Just give me Last of Us on PC. That's all I care.
Dude, that'd be cool. I don't know. It's interesting to see how more games are starting to go towards PC. Because I asked my friend he hasn't touched a console since the 360.
That makes sense.
He goes, I have no reason to. He goes, if I want to watch the story for PlayStation, I just watch it on YouTube.
That too. I mean, yeah, because it's like,
but there's difference, dude. Like, he hates The Last of Us 2. I'm like, you can't say that. You didn't even play it.
Yeah, I'm like, that is true.
It. There's so much difference than playing and like experiencing it for the first time and watching a fucking video on YouTube.
Yeah, it's not the same. Like, you really cannot give your full like no, you can't give like a entire like thought process about that, because no, you haven't played. Like, yeah, like there are people who like read the story and like, oh, this game sucks. It's like, but you haven't played it. You haven't done it.
Because I'll be honest, I was spoiled and I sat there and I was like, that's a dumb choice. And then I played it and I'm like, holy shit, this is an amazing choice of the game.
Yeah, it's called Execution for those of you who don't know.
Dude, yeah, there's a lot. We could do a whole podcast on why The Last of Us Part 2 is the best game ever made. But anyways.
But yeah, that pretty much like wraps it up. You know, day one, man.
Boring as shit.
Yeah, hopefully I'm praying tomorrow's better. So yeah, we'll definitely be hopefully, you know, covering it here on the pod, depending on our schedule, but we should be able to do like, you know, later on the day. It doesn't really have to be like right after unless we really want it to be, but it really just depends. I'm covering E3 also over on the Music City Drive and website. So go ahead and check it out. You know, they have a lot of great, sports article, news pieces, commentaries, just a lot of great content overall, you know, a great team of writers and whatnot. And this pretty much concludes this podcast. Unfortunately, Leo wasn't able to join us today, but I'm sure he'll hopefully be with us tomorrow, because he felt the same as
us.
Yeah, we got to show him the power of the Xbox, the box, the good stuff. But yeah, I'm going to go play some Ratchet and Clank.
I'm going to go beat Mass Effect.
All right, man. So let's get out of here. Let me roll the credits. Thank you all for listening, and make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and review on your podcast platform of choice, and follow us on Twitter at Critics Play Pod so you never miss an episode. This is Leo, Zach, and Christian signing off. You take it easy.